every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, how is Halloween in your neighborhood? Is it a big deal there?
My blood sugar levels are just now recovering, but our neighbors are super generous. The kids only have to hit like three or four houses, and they get up. Big bag full of candy.
Yeah, we had a bowl of candy here. Kids didn't come by, and so we're being forced to eat it. That's, that's where it goes. Plenty of news in the auto world to talk about this week, rather than our waistlines. The sales results are in, and they're not so pretty for electric vehicles. We'll give you all the details at our 2 cents coming up. Polestar and Google have just combined to launch a new era in electronic navigation. We'll tell you why we think it's a big deal a little later. Jeep has just announced the recall of more than 300,000 plug-in hybrid vehicles, and we'll have much more on that. That's a very big deal. And there's news from the SEMA show, where there are a couple of vehicles that caught our interest. So we'll tell you about them in our news segment, which is just minutes away. Chris, what do you think about SEMA show vehicles?
I always love them, even though they're mostly over the top and you can never really live with them. But man, they're cool to look at.
There's so many. I mean, that's the only problem I see with them is there's just too many to digest. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. California save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars. And Chris, I'm curious as to what your test vehicle is this week.
I spent the week behind the wheel of one of Maine's official vehicles. It was the 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Sport Hybrid. Can't wait to tell you all about it.
I look forward to talking about that. And I had the 2025 Hyundai Ioniq 5 Limited all-wheel drive. We'll tell you all about that in our road test segment. Our special guest this week is Ola Aldenque. He is Polestar 4 product manager. I had a chance to sit down with him to chat at the recent Polestar introduction event in Austin, Texas. So he has a lot of interesting things to say. A very interesting vehicle. It has some idiosyncrasies that we'll talk about that I think are kind of fun more than anything else. Stay with us and we'll have a ton of show when we come back right here on America on the Road. We're so glad you're with us and stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Macy's Veterans Day sale is one of your best chances to save big on furniture and mattresses. That's because you'll find great deals on our best sellers, like our exclusive Radley 5-piece sectional, delivered to any room in your home with white glove delivery for $25.98, and so many top brand mattresses at 20 to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off closeouts. So come in, try it all out, and get an incredible deal today at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us. It is news time and plenty of news to talk about. We kind of alluded to this in previous shows, what was going to happen in sales in October and for EV sales, electric vehicle sales. They didn't just cool off. You could say they plunged. They hit a record high in the month of September with nearly 13% of new vehicles being battery electric vehicles. That figure dropped to just over 5% last month. So what triggered this, of course, was the end of the $7,500 federal EV tax credit that ended on September 30th. From your point of view, Chris, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, this sales decline is not a surprise. We've been talking about this for months, kind of speculating that it was going to be the case. But look, I don't think this is going to be a permanent change or a permanent depression in the sales. I think automakers will kind of get their feet under them and figure out how to price these vehicles, how many to build and that sort of thing. And then buyers will kind of follow there. So my opinion is that it will recover at least slightly. I don't know that it'll go back to where it was with the credits, but who knows? I'd like to be wrong.
Yeah, well, I think it will recover too, and I think it's going to fall somewhere between the 5% that we saw in October and the 13% that we saw in September. I think that's kind of the high water mark or the water mark for that going forward. Ford's all-electric sales fell 25% in October. This is a good one. Toyota sold only 18 bZ4Xs compared to 1,400 in the same month a year earlier, and Hyundai's EV deliveries were down 57%. So it was pretty serious, but the overall light vehicle market wasn't all that great either. Light vehicle sales fell 6.5%. Some of it was driven by the fact that there were so few electric vehicle sales. It's just interesting. And when you see this, it points out very clearly that the subsidies had a big effect on what people bought. And now that they're gone, well, things are quite a bit different.
Yeah, it is interesting to see how sensitive EV sales are to even a slight economic bump in the road, more so than gas vehicles, it seems like. But like we said, I would like to see our conversation about this a year from now. Yeah. I can't wait to see what we're talking about in November 26.
Yeah, I look forward to that, and I think it'll be interesting. It'll be fascinating to see. Here's something that I saw actually at the Polestar event, and I think it's actually a pretty big deal. Polestar and Google have debuted what they call the next level lane identification. And I think you probably run into this situation as I have, Chris, when you're driving on a multi-lane highway, multi-lane interstate. You probably get this less than I do, being in Southern California where I am. the car doesn't typically know exactly what lane you're in. So you might be in the carpool lane and it thinks you're not, and it's giving you directions based on the fact that it believes that you're not in a carpool lane, and the carpool lane exits are completely different and all of that. This solves that. Polestar's new AI-driven lane guidance system figures out essentially what lane you're in by a forward-facing camera. It's scanning lane markings, road signs, and that kind of stuff. It figures out what lane you're in. I think that's a boon. It's a big deal.
I agree. You know, I was testing Ford's Blue Cruise system in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and you know, the multiple turn lanes or the multiple exit lanes, it struggles with that. And you know, you're struggling trying to figure out when to take control of the system and where to step in. So I could see this being a huge step forward for the people who use it. I know a lot of people who are uncomfortable using the systems altogether.
Yeah. Well, I think just for basic navigation, a lot of times we'll be in a carpool lane and you'll have a left exit when the other exit is on the right, and it's the navigation is telling you to get in the right lane and you know that you should be in the left lane, or vice versa, something like that. So the fact that this is happening, I think, again, is a big advance. The result of all this technical wizardry appears on the 10.2-inch driver display in the Polestar 4 that I just had a chance to drive. So I think it's pretty cool. And I think it's going to be very good going forward. I think we're going to see this on multiple vehicles going forward. But it's interesting to me that it was introduced on the Polestar 4.
Yes, coming to a Volvo near you soon, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah, and many others, I think, too. Here's a big deal. Jeep recalling more than 320,000 plug-in hybrid Jeeps, their SUVs. The recall covers 2020 to 2025 Jeep Wrangler 4xEs and 2022 to 2026 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xEs. I think the Wrangler 4xE was the best-selling plug-in hybrid for a couple years in a row, so there's a lot of them out there. There have been 19 vehicle fires, and this investigation was prompted by customer data. This is what has been suggested. Until repairs are made, owners are being told not to recharge their vehicles and to park them away from buildings or other cars, even when the ignition is off. The good news is they can use them to roast marshmallows. Well, I made that up. The other stuff is true. I mean, basically, it seems like those vehicles become pretty unusable until there's a fix. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, I'd love to make jokes about it, but this is a pretty serious problem if you own these things. These aren't cheap vehicles. I think some of them, you know, you can spend up to $70,000, $80,000 on them. We've talked about these vehicles too. You know, this is one of the clunkier plug-in hybrid systems, despite being the best-selling vehicle of its type. Jeep has struggled with quality on these things. So I hope they get it figured out. The fix is imminent. We'll see what that is. But not being able to use your vehicle is a problem, not in addition to it potentially catching fire.
Yeah, I mean, potentially we have something like 300,000 vehicles that might catch fire. And there's another 55,000 vehicles in other countries that are experiencing the same thing. So look out for that. And though we joke, it is a serious situation, especially if you own one.
Yes.
Well, here's a cool thing from the SEMA show. And, you know, we see probably 100 vehicles, 100 special SEMA show vehicles each year. But this one really caught my eye. It is the Toyota H2 Overlander. This is based on a Toyota Tacoma truck, but it uses fuel cell powertrain, the fuel cell powertrain from the Mirai rather than the typical powertrain. And then it allows you to capture the water that comes from the system, so you can use it to shower when you're overlanding. I really inventive, I think. Kind of crazy, but at the same time, quite inventive. What's your take on that?
I agree. One of the cool things about SEMA is that you get concept vehicles, but they're not necessarily vehicles that you're going to see put into production. What you see is all the accessories and the cool stuff that they slap onto it. I doubt we'll see a hydrogen fuel cell powered off-roader, but some of these technologies would be really cool to see in a production vehicle.
Yeah, for off-roading, you've got 547 horsepower from two electric motors, and the powertrain is nearly silent on top of everything else. You're certainly not going to get hydrogen on the trail anywhere. So there's that, or anywhere near the trail. But it's a pretty cool vehicle. I think they're doing some pretty cool stuff with that. So that is the H2 Overlander. Clever name, too.
Cool thing about Toyota is that we all kind of laughed at them for making appliance cars for several years, and now they're the ones out making the performance cars and the cool concepts. So good for them.
Yeah. Another cool concept is the Maverick truck, the Maverick 300T project truck. What is real cool to me is it has a turbocharged EcoBoost Mustang engine under the hood, 300 horsepower, 317 pound-feet of torque. So that gives you an additional 50 or so horsepower, an additional 40 pound-feet over, a stock truck. I think this is kind of cool, too. I mean, I think you reviewed Maverick just last week or something like that. I mean, what's your take on this super hot Maverick?
You know, the Maverick is surprisingly fun to drive, even just the basic format. It's a small, not-so-heavy pickup truck. It's got good handling. The extra power here would make it feel pretty great. You know, the Ford came out with a Lobo, I think, for 2025, which was a street truck with a little bit different powertrain. So I hope we see this in production. The Maverick's a great truck and great for Ford for making all the different variants.
Yeah, I think we might see something like this come to fruition, which would be very cool, and I can't wait to test something like that. Well, remind us, Chris, of the vehicle you're testing this week.
I drove the 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Sport Hybrid.
And I will be testing the 2025 Hyundai Ioniq 5 Limited All-Wheel Drive. I've done some special research on that, so stay with us, and we'll be right back with so much more. We're so glad you're with us, and it'll be road test time when we come back with the official vehicle of Maine and an electric vehicle that's pretty cool. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nierad back with you. It's road test time, and boy, cool road test vehicles. Chris, as a Maine resident, you had a perfect vehicle to test this time around, and tell us all about it.
Yes, I have to tell you that even though I've lived in Maine for almost 16 years now, I am not the Subaru fanatic that many of my state colleagues are here, but the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid returned for 2026, and I got to tell you, it fixed a lot of the things that I didn't like about the gas-only Crosstrek. But taking a step back, you can get into this vehicle. The base trim is around $27,000. The top trim is about $34,500, somewhere in that range, and then the sport trim I tested was right in the middle at around $32,000. Jack, have you driven the new Crosstrek or the hybrid? And if so, what did you think about it?
You know, I have driven the Crosstrek. I don't believe I've driven the hybrid version. So I have not much to share here, Chris.
Okay. Well, the hybrid comes with a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, and it comes with a single electric motor. The pair makes 194 horsepower combined. It sends power to all four wheels via a continuously variable transmission. Now, we talk a lot about continuously variable transmissions, and I think Subaru does it just about as good as anybody else. And one of the things here that is that the hybrid system really helps is it fills in the gap, that torque gap at low speeds. So when you put your foot down, even just a little bit, the vehicle feels responsive, feels lively, and pretty quick too. I don't think you're going to win any drag races here, but I do think that, you know, you're going to be surprised by the acceleration. Jack, what do you think about Subaru's CVT?
I think of all the CVTs out there, it's a pretty decent one. They've been building CVTs forever. When I was at Motor Trend, I was driving Subaru products that had CVTs in them. And it was very leading edge back then. I think the only other vehicles that had them were snowmobiles back in that day. But I think they do a decent job with them.
They do, and as I said, the hybrid system here improves the powertrain a lot, and you can feel Toyota's influence here. Toyota's a minority owner of Subaru, and you can feel their influence in the hybrid system. It's a lot. It's very refined. It's not very noisy. You don't hear the whining and the wailing of the engine at high speeds that you would normally hear. And then Subaru's all-wheel drive system is excellent. I was able to take this late-season apple picking run. And there's a gravel road that goes probably 3 miles out and up a very steep hill and some pretty big rocks and things. And I got to tell you, this thing scampered up the hill without any issues. I think a lot of other vehicles would too, but for a small subcompact crossover, it was very surprising. And you get 1,500 pounds of towing here, which isn't a ton, but you can pull a small boat, a small utility trailer. As my neighbor owns a Crosstrek, he frequently pulls loads of brush to the dump with his. So good for him. It also comes with Subaru's X-Mode all-wheel drive driving mode, which alters the throttle response in the all-wheel drive system. And then you get torque vectoring. And all of that comes with up to 33 miles per gallon on the highway. So I think that the hybrid here is a big, big selling point. Inside, the sport trim comes with a leather-wrapped steering wheel. You get a premium cloth upholstery here, Jack. It almost feels like synthetic leather, but it's a very nice water-resistant, dirt-resistant trim in here. What do you think of Subaru's interiors for people who own pets and go hiking and things like that?
I think they figured out who their buyers are, right? And they're probably the most dog-friendly brand out there, and certainly indicates that every time I'm in one.
Yep, and the sport trim also comes with heated front seats, and then you also get plenty of rear legroom. One of the things I love about the Crosstrek, even though it's built on the Impreza platform and it looks very small on the outside, is you get a generous amount of rear seat space. So if you have kids in booster seats or car seats, or even just a big goofy 90-pound dog like I've got, you can get everybody in the back, and it's pretty comfortable for them. The car comes standard with a 7-inch touchscreen. My sport trim came with an 11.6-inch touchscreen. Jack, I feel like we've talked about this to the point that we're picking on Subaru, but everything is jammed into this infotainment system screen, climate controls, audio, navigation, weather, traffic, all of it is there. And it is all trying to load and do everything at the same time. And it feels clunky. It's a little bit slow, but you get a ton of features there. What do you think about it?
I think you've summed it up pretty well. I mean, I'm a guy who kind of likes knobs and buttons for some things because of sense memory, among other things. And you can reach out and grab a knob without even looking down. You absolutely can't do that with a touchscreen. So I think that's valuable, and I guess they missed out on that a little bit.
You do get a volume knob, and you get a temperature control buttons. You get temperature control buttons for the climate system, but the vast majority of controls are in the touchscreen. Safety equipment, blind spot monitoring, forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking. Jack, I think that the Sport trim is the sweet spot for this vehicle. $32,000, and you get all this equipment, and you get a sunroof, all-wheel drive. And the hybrid, like I said, makes all the difference for this vehicle. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. Well, rightly so. I think it's a good one. And I think it's perfect for your locale and, you know, other areas. I think Colorado is also a big Subaru territory. And
yes.
It makes some sense. Well, I was driving a vehicle that I've liked from the beginning, and I think I was on the launch. It's the IONIQ 5. This is the 2025 that I'm testing here in limited trim, which is the top of the model lineup there. And this is their battery electric quasi-SUV, I would say. It certainly has a design forward presence. There's loads of tech inside. It has a spacious interior. I talk about that at some length. There's smart updates for 2025. It's been restyled a bit, restyled bumpers, for example. The cabin ergonomics are somewhat better based on exactly what we just talked about here. There's, I think, some more knobs. And there's better connectivity, which is one of its strong suits, too. The limited trim, as I said, is the top of the IONIQ 5 lineup. And the one I had the dual motor all-wheel drive setup, among other things, panoramic sunroof, and of course the 12.3-inch infotainment display. I won't even get into price yet because I want to do a little discussion about that as we get to the end of this. But it competes with the Model Y from Tesla, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, and the Kia EV6, among others. From your point of view, before I dive into the details, what's your take on the IONIQ 5?
I think it's got a strong value proposition, very unique styling, and a comfortable interior with more space than you probably expect.
Yeah, good stuff. Certainly, the exterior turns heads, positively or negatively. I think you like it more than I do, maybe. It's kind of spaceship-esque for me. Ventilated front seats, a sliding center console, which I think is a pretty cool feature, and a lot of premium tech, so all that is good. 320 horsepower and 446 pound-feet of torque from this dual motor setup. So that's, you know, a ton of power. And this thing is super quick, maybe to the point of, I'm wondering what the point is, actually, because I don't know that somebody buying a compact SUV needs to go from 0 to 60 this quickly, but I guess they do. Pretty good overall ride and handling, kind of leans toward comfortable, quiet ride. This has 20-inch wheels that are slightly harsher ride, but I don't know that a lot of people would object to that. Steering is light, kind of precise, but light to the point of it doesn't have much feel, right? It kind of feels like driving a bumper car. I mean, what's your take on the overall driving demeanor of this vehicle?
Yeah, the steering is light, and it's an interesting contrast because the vehicle itself feels heavy. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there. I won't say that it's bad or by any means. The vehicle handles pretty decently, but yeah, there is it's a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, that's the important thing too, and I'm glad you pointed that out. You do feel the weight of the battery in the IONIQ 5, and I don't know, it just feels kind of funky to the point where it makes me prone to being carsick in it. Just the way it feels, but A lot of upscale interior features. The infotainment system is terrific. 12.3-inch infotainment display and then a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster. So that's cool. It finally has wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Hooray! You know, we're jumping up and down. That all good stuff. I think there's a ton of good stuff in this vehicle. There's a quiet mode, so you can mute the rear speakers while keeping the front audio going on. Range and charging are pretty good. 260 miles per charge, kind of okay. I would say not stellar, but pretty okay. It uses 800-volt system, so recharge is pretty quick. In as little as 18 minutes, when connected to a 350-kilowatt charger, the only problem is trying to find a 350-kilowatt charger. They're just not out there, really, in any kind of numbers anyway. Home charging is fine. You do all that. Plenty of safety equipment. This is filled with safety equipment. What I'm rushing kind of through here is I kind of want to get to the value equation here because the price of this vehicle as tested was around $60,000. So for a vehicle of its type, that's not bad. And this is a heavily loaded vehicle of its type. But then I did a little math here and I got a little paper. So I compared it to the Hyundai Tucson Limited all-wheel drive, virtually the same size. And its list price is $41,000. So there's a difference there of, you know, close to $20,000, $19,000 or something like that. Now, that vehicle is a conventional vehicle, 26 miles per gallon. So you're burning gas. No doubt about that. You're putting out CO2, and if that's an issue for you, yeah. 364 miles of range versus 260. And then you, of course, can fill it up. It actually has more rear seat legroom. The Tucson has more rear seat legroom than the IONIQ 5, which kind of surprised me. The vehicles are virtually the same length. I'm just thinking, as somebody who's going into a dealership and struggling to buy a new car financially, heck, $19,000 is a heck of a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, you just described why EVs have struggled to break out of single digit market share in the country. And I think going forward, it's going to be even more challenging, as we said earlier, without the tax credits. But man, it's hard to justify.
Yeah, I mean, I like the vehicle a lot, but there you go. Well, when we come back, our special guest will be Ola Aldenque of Polestar, talking about the Polestar 4. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles, up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack and Red back with you, and thanks so much for being with us on America on the Road. We appreciate it. We're in Dallas, Texas, driving a fascinating vehicle from a fairly new brand to the market, Polestar. We're driving the Polestar 4, and with us, Ola Eldenque. Thanks so much for being with us. Expert on the Polestar 4, expert on things Polestar. From a very high level, tell our listeners about Polestar and what they should know about that, about the brand before we talk about the car.
Polestar is a brand. We have just recently launched our fifth car. Four of them been to States. One is on the way out for Europe, and we see when it can come to more markets. We are a performance brand, and we are in our DNA having pure performance, passionate, sustainability, and some of these more lead words.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you're kind of a spin-off from Volvo? I mean, Polestar started as a performance version and racing Volvos, right?
So some 25 years back, Polestar were a racing company. And then it was kind of inherited to Volvo to put a racing touch on their vehicles. And then it was a spin-off 6-7 years back.
Interesting in that it's spun off not only as a performance version, but electrified, battery electric performance version, pretty much, right?
Yeah. So we having three electric cars on the roads here in the US market, and it was in Canada. And we're purely electric.
So tell us a bit more about the lineup. Just walk us through the lineup a little bit before we talk about Polestar 4.
So what's up for sales here right now is a Polestar 3. So that would be the luxury SUV. It's an E-segment car. It's very luxurious. It got strong motors. It got very good audio. It's got air suspension. All the good bits and pieces needed.
What would you say it competes with here in the United States?
I would say BMW X5. And similar cars to that.
Got it. Okay. That just puts it in context a little bit. Yeah.
And then we have yesterday driven the Polestar 4. It's a D segment car. It's also electrified. It's a SUV coupe. It's a coupe without a rear window that we had a little bit of discussion on a few minutes back.
I think there's been a lot of discussion about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that competes with Porsche Macan and Tesla Model Y and some more car in that size. It's it's a very roomy car. It's getting sporty behavior, sporty looks.
Right.
And it's powerful. You've driven it.
Very powerful.
And it handles well on the roads.
Yeah. Especially powerful in dual motor form. Walk us through the powertrains a little bit, because there's basically two powertrains.
Yeah, we have two powertrains. It's in both of them there is a 100 kilowatt hour battery, and we're having two variants. So we have a rear wheel drive on 272 horsepower, and it's 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.9 seconds. And then we're having the dual motor version where it's 544 horsepower and 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. So it's really a quick one.
Yeah, crazy fast. Crazy quick, at the same time, not intimidating. And I think that's part of the DNA, part of what you're trying to put out there. Not trying to make something that's so on the edge that it's difficult for the typical consumer to use, right?
It's fairly easy to make an EV with strong two motors, and you get a very good 0 to 60 miles per hour acceleration time. But that is a little bit too simple for us. So we like to, sometimes we a little bit joke on that, we like to make a car that feels confident on a curvy winter road. If we manage that, then we have a car which we are happy with.
You don't have that in Sweden, though, do you? Do you have any wintry conditions?
Yeah, we do have some good wintry conditions, and we love to go there. We take every car we develop north of Arctic Circle, and we have a frozen lakes, and we have the tire makers up there with us, and that's a really good time to be working with chassis and tires, and we get a good result out of it.
It seems like I drove this Polestar 4 for something like 6 hours today between driving and riding along. I think it's got a nice combination of ride and handling. Handles very sharp, but at the same time doesn't beat you up. It's comfortable to ride in, super quiet, of course. Exceptionally smooth, as electrics have a tendency to be. Tell us about the kind of compromise between handling and ride and what you were seeking here.
Yeah, we know to make good handling, you can make stiff bodies. And that will really impact the comfort and also the noise level in the cars. So we have invited...
And by stiff, you mean twisting and that kind of thing. Not a stiff suspension that is harsh suspension.
Yeah,
But a body that doesn't flex, really, helps handle.
Yeah. So we tune it in hard conditions. We start like on wet conditions. Because if we can handle wet conditions, we know we'll also be able to handle dry conditions. So that's where we start. We invite, in this case, it's a big German supplier, ZF, coming to our tracks. And then we spend quite a lot of time with them driving on the track, and then we change the top mounts, and then we drive again, and then we change anti-roll bar stiffness, and then we ease up the next tunable part and the next tunable part. And when we're fairly happy with the hardware, then we go software wise and also tune these. Of course, the dual motor car, the performance car you drove today, it has a CCD chassis that you can control from inside the center screen.
Yeah, it has an adjustable suspension, correct?
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. And how does it adjust? What adjusts? Is it shock damping that adjusts? Is there anything else that adjusts, or is it essentially shock damping?
Yeah, it's shock damping. Yeah. So it's some electronic valves that basically gives ability to the oil to go faster or slower through the valves back and forth.
One issue always with electric cars is weight, right? These are heavy cars, batteries are heavy. Batteries to get a substantial range are very heavy. And that's kind of, I imagine it's difficult to engineer a car that feels light and feels easy to maneuver at the same time being much heavier. Talk about that a little bit, how you're able to do that.
Yeah. First of all, we on this car have a long wheelbase, and that is what defines how a car takes a corner, because it doesn't really matter about the overhang in front or rear. Mm-hmm. So we started with a good wheelbase and a good stance on the car, and then we have good geometries on bearing on different details in the chassis.
Right.
And then we start to tune them step by step to get them where we want to.
And having that power doesn't hurt either, does
no,
it?
No, make no, a car it's, feel it, like, it's yeah. just fun. It's just fun.
Another nice thing I think about long wheelbase is it lengthens the doors. It makes ingress and egress, getting in and out easier, right? Yeah. I mean, it's fairly big, I think, rear door.
Yeah, there is no wheelhouse in the rear that interferes with you, and it gives a good ride, but also it enables for a good sized battery to have a long distance between front and rear axis, and also the roominess of a car get bigger. So it's in many a sense it would be like a one step bigger interior than what you would imagine.
Yeah. Let's talk about infotainment system. I know this isn't exactly your bailiwick, but I think it's important in this vehicle. And I think we're used to a portrait kind of presentation from Volvo typically, and I think Polestar earlier on, right?
Yeah,
but now we've gone to a horizontal landscape style. Talk about that and talk about what's going on in that.
So in the infotainment, that is Google-based. Mm-hmm. So it's well-known, and it's, I would say it's we are very, very happy doing this with Google. And with having it oriented in horizontal, then we can have, like in most drive cases, You have a map and navigation on half of it, and then you can have some customized function to the right of it. You can have a section for music, you have a section for your phone book, and then you have some with shortcuts to open trunk or child locks or illumination, and then you can have a fourth also. So it gives fairly easy and instant access to the most functions you need, and most of all to navigation, which you tend to use a lot to avoid traffic.
Yeah. And a lot of functions, maybe virtually all the car functions, are in the screen, but by having those kind of tiles and by customizing that, that's very readily accessible. And some of the stuff is also accessible, I think, on the steering wheel, right? On the steering wheel, huh?
Yeah, so from a steering wheel, we control pilot assist and driver support functions. From a steering wheel, we can also do shifting between range and performance mode of a car. So the all-wheel drive car, it can declutch the front motor, and that would give you extra range since mm-hmm. you're having a little bit less friction and less system integrated in the rolling. So by an easy click by your left-hand side thumb, you disengage or engage the front motor.
Let's talk a little bit about range, because I talked about powertrain, and we talked about powertrain, but we didn't really get into range. I think usable range is something you stress. I think tell us about that and what people can expect.
Yeah. Now, when tune the cars and certify them, we target the range to be as similar as what you could expect when driving in a real life case as possible. And the real life case would be like mainly driving highway speeds, like 60 miles per hour or 65 miles per hour. And then we would like the customer to come to the actual distance as we claimed we can do. And we had one test in northern Norway. It's always done in November in really dreadful conditions, and it's snow and wet. And I think we won both the longest drive and also closer to certified range.
Yeah, yeah. And range, give us some idea what range.
All right, so we're having the performance car, and we're having the dual motor car and the long range car. And the long range car is on 310 miles. And then you have a dual motor in 275-ish and performance on 255. And some of the range from the performance to dual motor can be recovered by your left thumb by clicking to range mode from performance mode.
And you're so right. I think the time you would care about range is when you're in that kind of use case where you're driving at fairly high speeds over long distances.
If you're around town,
range is kind of immaterial.
And for now, we think having a range of real life range on 250 miles, most likely you would anyhow benefit from a food stop or restroom visit.
Yeah.
So it's not really an issue coming 250 miles, then you take a 10-15 minute break,
right,
and then you're on the road again.
Give
and
us
can
a
go
sense
for
about charge
two
time,
more hours.
You know, that kind of thing.
Normally we do 10 to 80% in 30 minutes.
Okay.
So that would give you some 200 miles.
Yeah.
I'm a kilometer guy, but in that area of 200 miles, or a little bit more maybe.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the elephant in the room here, which is the lack of a rear window in this vehicle. And it's one of the more controversial features, but as it was explained to us, it just makes a heck of a lot of sense, especially in this type of vehicle. Tell us about that.
Yeah. No, from start, when we started to design this car, we knew that many of the SUV coupes are compromises. So they start with a coupe or a SUV car, and it's a really good car, and then they make a coupe, they take it down from a B-pillar, the roof line.
Yeah, they make a more sloping rear roof line for more rapidly. An SUV would be squared off, a coupe style would be more rapid in terms of decline.
Yeah. And then we have some important metal structure, head structures that are needed there for safety and rollover protections. And normally where it's located, you would not see anything out from the inner rearview mirror. So then they are pulling that a little bit forward, and it's even more compromising the head clearance in second seat row. So we knew that from the very beginning and said, we will not compromise. Mm-hmm. So instead of having that on your head, we just moved it further rearwards and freed up gap on top of your head.
Right.
We can basically lower the roofline to make it even more sleek. And then we added a camera on a roof of a car.
Right. If you had a rear window in this vehicle, it would essentially be almost horizontal, right? And thus, it would be like a mail slot. It'd be very narrow kind of view, kind of useless. So the solution is an electric rear view mirror. You're using a camera system.
Yeah, and the system itself is well known to the market, so we didn't go for anything unknown. It's just not been used on this type of car so much before.
Yeah, thanks for letting me drive this car. I appreciate it, and thanks for being with us and sharing so much about it.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you. It's listener question time, and we love to get your questions and comments. We love to hear from you. Send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And here's a question from Timothy in Santa Maria, California. The end of the year is coming up, and I'm thinking about getting a new car. Should I buy new, used, or lease? Chris, you are the car buyer par excellence. What's your take?
Well, I just bought a used vehicle because it's a luxury brand that depreciates very heavily. But I think the decision is going to come down to, can you get the features that you want with the vehicle type that you want that fits your budget? I think some cases used vehicles are a great deal. You can get one that has, someone else has already eaten that depreciation for you. But some vehicles, Toyota Camrys, RAV4s, you know, more popular models, a lot of those used vehicles, especially within a couple of years, are pretty darn close to their new purchase price. And then on the whether you should buy or lease, that's a whole other conversation. I think we could spend, you know, hours talking about it. But if you like keeping your cars, if you drive a ton, That sort of thing. Buying is probably better. If you like swapping cars every few years, you have a short commute and you take care of your vehicles very well, leasing can be a good deal. Jack, what do you think?
I'm right with you. I think you've summed it up very, very well. I really don't have much to add. I mean, we buy cars and then keep them forever. And I don't think the typical person is going to do that. I think odds would say that buying a used vehicle is probably the cheapest way to have transportation. But there you go. That wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. So look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is also available as a podcast. Right, Chris?
Absolutely. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out. And you can take us with you almost anywhere you go.
Maybe wherever you go, but don't tell us all the places you go. We have YouTube and Rumble channels. Check those out. Look for our America on the Road videos. And our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it on terrestrial radio, which we love. Thanks to you for listening. We really do appreciate it. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.